Hello and welcome to Nextbox Gamer Radio episode 18. I am your host, UT Crazy, and today I am joined with no one. Because me and T-Primex have got into the mode of just doing our own episodes when we're too busy sometimes. So, that's what I'm going to do. Little housekeeping to take care of, sort of things to get out of the way. We've just recently started posting in our own forums, so you guys should check those out, because they're pretty cool, we have some good topics in there, and, I hope you like those. I mean, it isn't a big deal if no one posts, because, I don't know, it's just a project for them. But, yep, as we've discussed, we are on Hacker Media, and I'm trying to get some bugs worked out with the website and stuff. I got a new wireless mouse, and I was happy about that. And we started using a new program to record episodes. Let's see, 16, yeah. Is very bad quality indeed, but I don't know, like, I just made it so that it sounded like we were talking on the phone, and I just didn't put the right quality in, so sorry about that. There's not a lot I can do now. First topic, little band I like to call Porn on Beta, and I was talking about this with T-Pomix. And it's sort of a joke. I'm like, oh, the porn's downloaded. I just have a little laugh over that. But, yeah. If I ever say that, it's just sort of porn on beta. it's sort of funny what other people think we're talking about. But, yeah. This is a new band, and I suggest you check out their website, because they are cool, sort of techno rock band. You can download their whole CD, believe it or not, on their own website, which is really cool. I like the movement of open source and stuff, and free information, and I'm sure you all know that of me by now. And I thought, appropriately, today I'd talk about my personal radio shows that I listen to. So today's episode is going to be nicely entitled, Internet Radio, Lifting the Veil of Obscurity. So this is the main topic of the show. I thought I'd just get in a few topics before that. So if you want to check out Porn on Beta, you go to www.pornonbeta.com, and that's that. Sean Kennedy, as you may know, I'll talk about him later, is apparently the lead singer, and I didn't know that, but they are a cool bunch of guys, and if you know me, like, some people are listening, they're like, hey, I know you. You want a copy? I can give you a copy, and also if you want a copy of the Sean Candy show, or our show, I mean, like, some of our dial-up users, or some people that just want a copy, can make some cool CDs. As you might have noticed, I'm pretty good with graphics programs and stuff. I'm not that good with video editing or anything like that. But graphics I can do good stuff with. And yeah, I'm actually talking with T-Primex as we're recording. But I just I'm waiting for an email from Kizzle, because he needs to tell me how to post on Hacker Media so that people, like, you can have a little thing on the main page that talks about that you just can post when there's a new episode of your radio show. And if, yeah, we're on the side of Hacker Media, but we're not, I don't know, maybe we're not getting any more guests than before, because we're not being posted on the main page. So I'm just going to check out our little forums at the moment, see if there's any new posts. I know a few members joined in, Kenny and T-Primex just recently started posting, so, sorry. I'm just telling Taylor that I'm recording episode 18. This should be a nice episode full of all the little things you need. And I thought first, before I say my little thing about internet radio, I think you should all sincerely visit www.hackermedia.net. And you're probably all thinking, Hacker Media? Oh my god, it's hackers and people trying to steal my credit card. Well, that's just sort of the stereotype that the media has put on the word hacker. But Hacker Media itself is just a place where the host, Kizzle, has people, signed up on it. And they post, when there's new episodes of different radio shows, Ben Rev, Geek Club Radio, Underfire, Uberlito, yeah, so, I think without further ado, let's go into our main topic, internet radio. So, I'll just open up some of the main page of hackmedia.net, just so I don't forget any shows that are good. The first show, since, Kizzle is cool, we'll talk about his show, Uberlito. So, if you're interested in a show that gives you a big, sort of laugh out loud chuckle, then I think you'd like Uberlito. Uberlito is basically this guy, Kizzle, talks about just news. For the first 14 episodes, he was talking about news. Episode 15, he was, talking about a computer thing. But episode 1 to 14, it's really funny what perspective he puts on it and different things. And some stuff you might not know, because one episode, let's say, for example, he talks about Jason Scott. And you guys don't know who Jason Scott is, I'm assuming. People around me, but I mean, I know who he is. I don't know him, but he is this guy that has about a million different projects on his plate. He's making a BBS documentary, textfiles.net or whatever he hosts. But basically, on episode 14, he was talking about that. And Kizzle's a really nice guy. I mean, if you ever get a chance to talk to him, he's really cool. And he, I don't consider, some people I consider sort of, washed up, radio show host. But I think Kizzle's, generally a nice guy. And if you ever get to talk to him, I suggest you do so. So, Kizzle's, he's hosting us, our radio shows, and he's really cool. But downside to Kizzle, I can never get a hold of him. I email him, he never replies back. But eventually I'll get a hold of him. But if you ever get to listen to his show, I suggest you do that. I think the next show, which should have been first, since Kizzle's the man, I knew it. I have to say his show first. Binary Revolution. And if you're into tech and computers and sort of that genre of stuff, then I think you'd like Binary Revolution. The host, Stank Dog, releases a new episode. They do it live, and eventually that's what we're going to have to do, doing it live. But, this is just really, I've just sort of chatted with him on IRC, but he's a nice guy as well, and we were thinking of getting a few people on our Christmas extravaganza. So, if Kizzle ever listens to this episode, I think I'll post it into him. But, if he ever listens, then we wanted to cordially invite Kizzle, actually anyone on the radio shows, but Kizzle, Squizzy, the Isaiah and Gene from Squizzy Radio, and we wanted to invite Stank Dog, but I doubt he'll do it, because he's really busy. He's a really busy guy, and he's on a lot of radio shows, so I can't expect him to do it, because we're just a small radio show, but, Kizzle, Squizzy, not that I'm saying Kizzle and Squizzy aren't busy, But I, frankly, I don't even know if any of these people will say yes. I just hope they will. But I'm going to try to ask as many people as I can that have their own radio show. Maybe White Sword, but I don't know. I don't know White Sword as much, just from the TV shows. I guess I've just seen some of those. But we're just trying to get some people together. And actually, me and T-Primex are going to do a 4-hour Christmas extravaganza. And we were thinking that maybe each of us will just do 2 hours. Either each of us do a separate 2-hour show and I'll combine them. Or, like, we each just do, like, a show together, and I don't know how we're gonna do that. If it's the Christmas holidays, we basically, we're free some days, so we can do that on a Saturday or something. It was actually funny not to, like, get off of our main topic, but, T-Primex said that once I got Xbox Live, he'd come over on Christmas Day and play it, and I, as you hopefully should have known, I got Xbox Live before. I was gonna get it for Christmas, but since, I got 2 months free with Halo 2, then I could just, since I got 2 months, then I just did that, and, so I had Xbox Live 2 months ago, but, and then I'm like, well, you don't need to come over on Christmas Day anymore to play Xbox Live. And he's like, oh, no, I still will, just for fun. But okay, BinRev. BinRev is a huge radio show. They have a ton of hosts, and I wish we could be like that. But sadly, it's just right now, me, Taylor, and then there's two other people, Ken. Actually, there's one other person. I don't know about the second. The other person doesn't have a mic, and they're going to get one eventually. I don't know, they were going to do their own radio show, Xbox Music Radio, just play different radio songs, songs and stuff, and hopefully they reconsider doing that, because that would be cool. But, so BinRev has about, I don't know, 15 or so different, I'm just guessing here, there's a lot of people in their community, but they have 15 or so hosts that switch off. And I especially, obviously, Stank Dog and Voodoo Hal, and I don't know how many I can name off the top of my head. Sub-Zero, I know that's Richard. Yeah, that's Richard, from Geek Love Radio. Then there's Sub-Zero, Voodoo Hal, Stank Dog, Natus, Haxor, I can't name, I'm not a good namer off the top of the header type of person, but yipper, that's been rare for you. You really gotta check it out. They have 70 this week, the 16th. That was their 74th episode, so they're really ahead of this. Obviously, they've been around for a while. They put out one episode a week. That's Tuesdays at 9:30. If you want to check out binrev.com, binrev.com, and you can listen live at 9:30 on Tuesdays. Just see what they're like. They're really funny guys. They make it funny and they add their own opinions to it, and it's really funny. And this sort of mind my. Started typing to Taylor every once in a while. He sort of bugs me sometimes, yeah, can't blame him. He's probably gonna be like, talk radio, that's what my episode was about. And I'm just gonna say, I'm going more in depth. More in depth than you. All my radio stations. To description, points, etc. Sorry about that. But we should get back to the main topic. So now the next show I'll review is Squizzy Radio, and you can access that at www.hackmedia.net. /Squizzy, or just go to hackamedia.net, and at the side it says Squizzy Radio. And they're really funny. They're one of the most hilarious groups of people you'll ever listen to. It's about games, their lives. Some episodes aren't as good as others, but I have to say, they stopped making episodes, so, in the words of Kizzle, one of the best radio stations you'll ever listen to, and the only downside is it sucks. That's it. Just plain sucks. No, but I'm not gonna say that. They just stopped making episodes, and I've been harassing them, and other people have been harassing them, so hopefully they'll have some sense into them, and finally, so make some more episodes. But that is hosted by Gene SQ Lover Angel, I believe his name is. And who else? Gene and Isaiah. Isaiah seems to be the one that's always in the back. Not gonna say that. It's bad, but yeah, that's Squizzy Radio. And next show we will review, not we, sort of a course of habit, I will talk about is Geek Love Radio. And Geek Love Radio is a show hosted by DJ Sub-Zero and DJ Mollusk, and their real names, which they stick to, are Richard and Adam. And they are a cool bunch of guys, and they are joined every week with their studio audience, and they discuss like love issues and it's funny too, because they have other parts in the show. It's sort of useful knowledge, but there's not much else I can say about Geek Love. Generally a new show. They're probably on their 10th episode maybe. I'm going to check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They're on their 13th episode. The 13th episode. But they release one once a week. And for a little while, they didn't release any. But we sort of released them more than once a week. And we've been doing it for longer than them. Because we were doing it in the summer a bit. But, just sort of busy talking with Taylor and another person. I'm gonna move around the mic and then everyone's like, boom, 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 boom. I like pissing these people off. But, okay, so moving on, you can visit Geek Love Radio at www.geekloveradio.com, and as some other people say, www.geekloveradio.com. I personally don't like that phrase. Maybe I'll use it more often. The next show, and I don't think I'm speeding along, really. This is as much as I want to say about these shows. Some of them I don't have as much to talk about as others. But Infonomicon, they have 23 episodes, and I don't know, I'm just new to this show, but they just talk about news, and it's called news you need, like it or not, and they talk about sort of important news, like technology and other stuff too, I'm pretty sure, and it's a weekly show. They release it once, a new episode every week, and if you're a frequent goer on of a frequent visitor of Hacker Media, then you'll be able to see when these new shows are released, new episodes. Next show, I'm gonna that's just the information. You can see in the show notes the different stuff they talk about, but yep. It's like, maybe not doing something right here. Anywho, next show is Under Fire Radio, and that might not be interesting to some of you. I'm not sure who my listener range is, but that's a new show hosted by people called Berserk and, Shadda. I hate when I butcher people's names because it makes me wonder what their real name is, like Yanoob. I don't like that guy anymore. He's a very rude. I hate popping in and out of MSN. That show is basically, I say it might not be interesting to some of you because it's basically hacking and social engineering and urban exploration, stuff like that, and I find it pretty interesting. They're sort of funny, and they are just, they're pretty cool guys. Also I have to mention, other radio shows, like, that I'm not too particular fond of, and I'm gonna mention these because I doubt they'll listen to us. The Arts is a radio show I'm not too particular of. To tell you the truth, the honest truth, and I don't want to get, like, flamed about this and from anyone in particular, but, I find it boring. I think their topics are boring, and the people they interview aren't interesting, and the things they're trying to tell everyone aren't things that we need to know, and they're too, dare I say it, professional. Like, me and Taylor like to have some fun on the show so you guys can have fun. We joke around, we tell jokes, we laugh, we have fun, and the show isn't a chore to us. Well, it's like somewhat of a chore just to get it on the website and just to tell people, but I wouldn't say that's a chore. I mean, it has to be like, if it was totally a party thing, then we'd be releasing a lot more episodes than we are. But it's just fun for us. And I think the Arts, it's just, they're serious all the time, and they talk really like a person on, like, news that, or some boring show that's like, hello, welcome to the Arts episode 9. I'm your host, Radman, and today we are discussing so-and-so. They're all like, I don't know, that's the way I feel. I mean, some people, I guess, like that whole thing like that, but I haven't listened to any radio shows exactly like that, on internet radio, I don't think I can say I've listened to any shows quite like The Arts, and even the name gives it away that it's all professional. I mean, they mean arts, like, new things, but, I don't know, it just doesn't spark my interest, like, any show I've just talked about, Squizzy, Us, Spin Rev, Under Fire, they all have fun, they all joke around, they all laugh, but these guys, I don't know, I don't mean to be cruel or anything, or I don't need to be, mean, and I shouldn't be, because our radio show isn't the best. And I'm not going to try to say that, but I'm just saying, I don't like that kind of stuff. I think with all the people we've said that are good, I think we've gained enough supporters. Let's see, what other radio shows I listen to? Oh yeah, I don't know how I could miss this. The Sean Kennedy Show. This guy is just crazy. Dare I say it, the king of talk radio. I'm not gonna say it off the record, he's the king of anything, but I think Stang Dog is like, I mean, the only reason I don't think he'd do our show is because I can't see myself actually talking to him, because he's like, Snake Dogg's like a celebrity to me. And I know how pathetic that sounds, but he is. He's a really, I think, he acts like a really nice guy. He replies to people's emails. He is really nice. I'm busy. And I just hope that someday I'll get to know him a bit better than just email level and just IRC level. But for now, that's fine with me. But Sean Kennedy, his show is just crazy. He talks really fast. He's like, he's really funny. He has fun with the show. Unlike the, I'm not saying the arts people don't have fun with the show. Maybe that's their cup of tea, just talking about boring plays. And I'm not going to try to portray it like they talk about plays. They don't. They talk about, like, the arts in the hacking scene. Like, I don't know, like, okay, this episode they were talking about, I don't know, this one thing where they take songs and make them into arcade versions of the songs. And that was sort of interesting. I still don't think they have any fun on the show. I think they're just really serious. Okay, we should probably stop talking about them because that is mean. And I don't want to be mean. Let's see, some radio shows I listen to a few. I think we have to get props to Hacker Media Public Access, and Kizzle tried to put that together, and I'm sure he'll get that going eventually. And also, it isn't exactly Hacker Radio, it's Hack TV, but I shouldn't say Hack, it's Internet TV, that's whitesword.tk, you can go to www.whitesword.tk. I'm being bombarded by Taylor, so, hello, I'm doing an episode. Okay, whitesword.tk, WHITES sword.tk, and, that is basically, he's exploring buildings and abandoned buildings, and it's actually pretty interesting. It's urban exploration, that's what it's called. So, that is a pretty nice show right there, but I don't want to just cut it short, because that's a nice show. I'm just looking at some shows I just don't follow up on, just making sure I don't miss anyone. Pretty sure I talked about, the main part of the shows I listen to, and if you would like to know more about the internet shows, you can listen for yourself. Most of these are archived at www.hackermedia.net. You can, surely you can contact me. One of our little beasts, we don't get any email, we don't get any feedback, so we just rely on what people tell us in person. Those are just people that know us. So I don't even know how many people are downloading it. So, once Kizzle gets back to me, I'm sure he'll go on eventually on his Uberlito forum. But what we need to do is, I guess, put the site out more. Wonder if, we'll just word of mouth, I guess. We're just going to rely on that. So thank you very much for listening to Xbox Gamer Radio. I am your host, UT Crazy, and the shout-outs for tonight are to a few good chums of mine. I wouldn't say good chums, but thank you for Stank Dog, Sub-Zero, Adam, Richard, Gene, Isaiah, for making all your cool shows. I'll put in Forget Anyone in those shows, in the shows there. But yeah, I'm just sort of battling with Primey here to him stop talking to me. But those, who else? T Primex for making his episode 17. Apparently it's an hour long, and I beg to differ. I'm sure I could make an hour long episode if I wanted to. But I don't want to. No, do I? Not tonight, at least. I missed that train. My show is on eventually. But yep, who else? Mention all those people. I'd like to say a little big thank you to Kenny. Kenny is cool. And also thank you to Sparky24. And also to Kitaro Max for their reviews that they've made. And I'm sure they're making new ones soon. And also hopefully we'll have them on the radio show sometime. It would be nice to talk to them. Alright, so I think since I'm being bombarded by, MSN, I'm just gonna say goodbye. Thanks for listening to Xbox Game Radio, and goodnight.